Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers. I was told that we were not on air, and I apologize to you greatly. I don't know exactly what has happened, but look, let me get back in here. I'm going to welcome you all in here. Good afternoon. Welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. My name is Sonia Leray. I'm a lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. First of all, I want to apologize to all of you beautiful whispers that we had some technical difficulties. I don't know exactly what was happening, but we are here now, and we're going to get right into our episode. So listen, we are speaking about today remaining in flow, and you know that I love to start each and every one of our discussions off with a clear meaning or understanding. So we're going to get the definition of flow. And the word flow means move along or out steadily and continuously in a current or stream. So let me give that definition to you once again. It means to move along or out steadily and continuously in a current or stream. So, you know, Whispers, when I thought about this particular topic, and even beforehand, I was having the discussion with our private Zoom room group, which we are so grateful to have Los Libros with us for this episode out of Arizona. We were talking about this, and I told them that they needed to put a pin in a couple of things because I was going to drop some real jewels on certain topics that we were talking about before the show. So I told them, be ready with your keychains. So I know many of you all may or may not know or have even been wondering what exactly is staying in flow and what is meant by that. So let me ask you all this. Have you ever been so engrossed in a task that you totally lost track of time? I mean, totally. Well, then you experienced flow. Experience flow every time I come in here. Even just now, when I was so in here and I was doing the show, I didn't even realize my technicians were telling me that we weren't on air, but I was flowing with what I was telling you all that I didn't even hear it. And now, look, I'm back in here, back online, getting it right and being back in my flow. Because see, that's the thing. We want to remain this way at all times. So we are going to go deeper on this topic because being in a flow state does more than just make the day go faster or losing track of time and space. It has a positive impact on our life. It has a positive impact on our health. It has a positive impact on our mindset and our total well-being. So you see how we're building this conversation and why I said this is going to be the topic and the conversation that is going to be huge for today. So what exactly is a flow state? So let's understand that. So a lot of people refer to this flow as being in the zone. So you may even hear like athletes talking about they were so in the zone, maybe entrepreneurs that are creating certain things that they're in the zone and they're just kind of moving within that zone or in that groove of things. So the flow state is the experience of being so absorbed by an engaging episode or an effect that we're in. So it's an enjoyable task that our attention is completely held by. an enjoyable task. See, when we are in flow, you feel as if you could keep doing whatever it is you're doing forever. Like I always tell you, I could be going on and on in this show, but by the time, you know, they're counting me down in my ear, I'm like, oh, I got to try to wrap it up because I'm just in that space and place. And many of us are faced with that and deal with that, and it's such a euphoric kind of feeling. You know, I also want you all to know that there isn't any one experience that leads to us being in flow. So let me just tell you that. Let me just clear that up. It's not just one thing that makes us or puts us into that space and place in our minds. So let me give you an example of being in flow. When I'm here in our safe zone, like I told you, I'm birthing dynamic discussions that I know will impact. It also will pivot, change, and elevate our mindsets. So I'm fully in flow and could go on and on and on about topics that we are discussing. And sometimes, as I told you, I get in here and I lose track of time. And when I look up and at the time clock, it's counting me down and I'm like, oh, wow. You know, and I have to try to step into the points a little further. So it's the same element that we want and we want to experience. And there are some common characteristics of flow state that people experience. So what are those common things that we experience? We have attentional focus. Whatever you are working on has your complete attention. And then there's the challenge factor. The activity has to be the right amount of difficulty. And then there's that goal-oriented space and place to figure flow. The activity has to have some point to it. It has to have some dynamics, some point to it. Where am I going with this? That's how flow is. It has, where am I going with it? It's almost like having a GPS on. And then it's the personal control. You'll have a hard time getting into flow if you feel like the activity or situation is out of your control. But when we have control over it, oh my goodness, it raises things to a different kind of vibration and allows us to pivot and put our mind fully into it. And if you could see me right now, the ladies are like, oh my goodness, she's like in flow. She's like got her eyes closed. Exactly. Because that's what this is about. And see, these are just a few of the characteristics of flow. And even the word itself just has a feeling and a life and a motion to it. Doesn't it? It's just powerful. But what happens to our brain in that flow state? Well, you know how much I love research. And it has, you know, to be one of the elements that always brings our topic to life for me. But it's been recognized that flow is a distinct mental state. So you got that. It's a distinct mental state. And it arises only when the level of challenge or task and the level of skill of the person is in balance. So it has to be an equal part. And we must be fully aligned with our purpose. And that is when that euphoric feeling starts to take over our minds in such a smooth transition. Notice the words that I'm using. And I always tell you all to take notice of the words that I'm using. Because see, each of these words that I'm using, from smooth to transition, it's all about that movement. And see, when we're in flow, it's about that movement that we have. Where? In our brains. How it does with our breathing. How it does, and it has that energy that circles within us, is what that flow is. So when we are working on a task or something that is engaging, but not so difficult as to be overwhelming, So let's get that clear. It's not something that's going to be so challenging that we feel like, oh my goodness, this is so overwhelming. It's taxing my brain. Not that kind of engagement or difficulty. That it doesn't cause us frustration. That's the best way to say it, that we're not frustrated. Let the brain relax in an unusual way. Isn't that dynamic? So listen to that. Even how you feel about that, let that vibrate for a second. How does that sit with you? I know the ladies are like, oh my goodness, that's powerful. Yes. See, I can become this way when I'm working on new music. I lose all sense of time. And I'm in such a flow that it's hard for me to even stop and see that I can or I could even be hungry. Or even when I'm developing topics like this, like when I was birthing this topic and I was starting to go over my pen notes that I wanted to have in here and certain elements that I wanted to bring in on teaching notes and different things, it has that ability that I get lost in it so, and I'm so in depth and just everything is being birthed out of it that I am just in this space of creativity and in flow that I even lose track of time. I'm not hungry. I'm even have to make sure that I keep my bottle of water near me because there's times that I'll even forget to even drink water. And you know, when you're using that brain, and I teach you all constantly that you have to stay hydrated because our brains don't hold on to that water. So you must stay hydrated at all times, even in that space and place of flow. See, when we are engaged in effortful focus, the brain central executive network is engaged fully, fully engaged. And when we are in a state of flow, that dopamine is released. And those neurotransmitters make you feel more relaxed. They make you feel optimistic, energized, dedicated to whatever it is that you are birthing or doing. So let me ask, do you think there's a benefit to us being in flow? Well, before we get into this, I'm going to take a quick sponsor break and see if we can get these things kind of tested out in here and get back on to sound correctly. But here's a word from our sponsor.
We all know that life can get a little overwhelming sometimes. You have so many things going on at once, it's hard to keep track. La Paz Image Consultants, a full-service luxury international agency, will help you embrace your life, family, career, and wardrobe. Visit www.lapazimageconsultant.com to book your free consultation.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you to our sponsor. So before we went to the break, we were going to get into the benefits, or are there benefits of being in flow? So understanding how dopamine works is critical to understanding our human behavior. So that's first and foremost. So when we experience something positive, right, dopamine helps us register it as a pleasurable and as being pleasurable and encourages us to do it again. So just like you see like basketball players or those that are in gymnastics or swimmers or maybe entrepreneurs, they do things again and again and again because they're finding that sense and that pleasure in what they're doing. Just like I show up here on a regular basis on a Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because this is pleasurable to me. And the dopamine levels are like, woo, you just don't know. It's the natural high. I tell you all that all the time. See, it's the source of many of our habits in our lives. It's the source of the cravings and the impulses in our lives as well. And our physical, mental, and emotional well-being are directly tied to our dopamine levels. And when we are in flow, it rewards us for the mental engagement and intentional focus that keeps us growing. See, I love this discussion because I'm someone who believes that for us to be happy and to be able to move freely in our day-to-day, we need to be in flow or in our zone of genius, meaning where we live our lives in a way that is fulfilling and that is allows us to reach our own potential. Because, see, I have to tell you, all and many who have heard my discussions, you all know that I grew up being able to really come into like that true essence of who I was going to become. And I share with you all freely about this because sometimes I think a lot of things that put us on our trajectory or mold us in certain ways have different aspects of things. And unfortunately, some people don't come into that flow or that knowing until much later in life. And see, my mom was free thinking, and she always wanted her children to be the same. So she always poured into us doing that self-discovery. Even as far as it goes, even with our wardrobes, the way we did our hair, when I first started wearing makeup, I mean, like, first and foremost, my mom, if she was here, she would tell you, she just did not know I was going to become such a professional in this area of makeup and fashion and everything. But she said she should have known because of the creativity that I had. But this is the thing. If she had stifled that and didn't allow that to blossom, maybe this person that you all get to tap into and get to see and get to know wouldn't be this person because I didn't get to have that expression and that freeness of flow. So I got to flow inside of my life from a young person. Powerful when we think about how this enables us. So let me ask you all as adults now, are you stifling your flow? Are you holding yourself so tight that you don't have that freedom and that free-flowing spirit inside of you? Everything is like to the minute, to the day, to the da-da-da-da-da. We all are running schedules. Don't get me wrong, because we are, because if you're running a business or you have family or you got obligations, you've got to be on a schedule so it can flow correctly. But there's that element that we are in that creativity and that space and place is not so dictated that it holds you captive that you don't have that freedom to flow. So think about water. Water has that freedom and it flows and it just spreads. And it, even if you go outside and you take a little bottle of water and you pour it out, you watch that little bit of water trickle and it just starts to flow and go down your pavement and it blossoms and just kind of spreads out. And it goes where it needs to go because it's going to find the channel that it needs to go into, or it's going to puddle in a certain place. So it's the same energy that we want in ourselves. And I see that many times people are not willing to just allow themselves to sit in that space and place because there's a fear there. And so many times as adults, we fear the unknown. But that flow is what you should lean into so you can really start to feel it and have the essence of it. I want to get into how being in a state of flow benefits our well-being. So when we're in this state of flow, we have a higher productivity. So that's our first thing. See, when we're in a flow state, it often correlates with our peak performance. And these peak experiences are due to us being able to focus our attention. And when we are focused, we get so much accomplished daily. Now, I know many of you all know that there are days that you probably get nothing accomplished because you're not focused. Maybe you're spending half your day squandering your time on social media. You're looking through social media, and then all of a sudden you look up and, oh, I didn't even get this email written. And lo and behold, now you're rushing. So do you wonder why As a therapist, I constantly teach you about having a healthy routine and how it will benefit you in your long run. It's because when we are able to focus and not be distracted, it allows our minds to fully engage and brings us that sense and that space of calmness, that space of being productive, that space of being active without being overwhelmed. See, that's how powerful that is. And the other thing it does is it's increased satisfaction. So when we're in flow, we feel more satisfied with ourselves, our work, our lives, and relationships. And when there is an increased level of satisfaction, we live a more positive life, make better decisions, and give us the clarity we need to see our way through even the most difficult journeys that we may be in. I tell you, there's a lot of times that when I have so much that's pressuring me or burdensome, when I'm in that flow status, it just does not allow me to really get pinned or tied down. And so everybody says, you're much like a duck. Everything just rolls off of you. Well, no, that's not it. It's because I've learned how to manage it and to stay in that flow sense so it doesn't drain me and I become more satisfied and I become more productive. So in turn, it leads me into that improved emotional regulation. And that improved focus and an increased confidence helps us to reduce anxiety and distress. And see, you guys, research suggests that flow is a positive alternative to unhealthy and unproductive coping mechanisms, which is true. It's very true. And if you read any of the articles with regards to it, it lets you understand that how it builds upon the needed essence of what keeps us moving. And when we are emotionally regulated, right? It helps us to feel balanced and in control of our emotional reactions, which means that we stay calm during challenging situations. We get to manage our stress, and our stress doesn't manage or dictate us. And it protects the important connections that we have with people. When our emotional regulations are in balance, we become more controlled in the manner in which we deal and process with things. I want us to get into like how we can achieve and like remain in flow. So you know that you understand how flow works. And you know you can begin to set up your schedule, life, and career to make it as flow conducive as possible. So let me just say, you can do it. But I'm going to give you a couple of tools, and these are where you're going to get your master keys now. So I want you to really pay attention. Pin mark the episode. It's 3:33 p.m. right now, and we're going to get into the master keys, and we're going to go one by one. And so let's get into the first one. You're going to choose clear goals. See, part of getting into a flow state means working on a task that has a specific outcome. And you'll find that it's easier to achieve the right frame of mind when you know exactly what you're working on. See, remember in our discussion when I stated that we want to have SMART goals and we know that the SMART goals means that it's specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Remember we had that discussion that we want to set those SMART goals. So when we set SMART goals, it's often more effective for the task to have a designated end or completion point. and knowing what you're out to accomplish also gives you a sense of control. So we're going to choose a clear goal that will help us to stay in flow. And we're going to set that SMART goal in there. It's going to be specific. It's going to be measurable. It's going to be achievable. It's going to be relevant and time bound. See, giving us that completion date, which pushes us right into our second master key, which means that we're going to make it challenging. Yes, we're going to make it a little challenging. Activities that are the right amount of challenge are more engaging and more so that it gets the dopamine levels elevated inside of the brain. And if you can't alter the task, you might be able to change other factors to make it just a little bit more complicated that will give you that edge to push on. And finding ways to make a routine task more challenging can make it more enjoyable because it makes the brain engage in a different way that piques the endorphins. See, it's all about that mindset. Everything goes back to mindset. So, which in turn leads us into our third master key, which is time blocking. Oh my goodness, I don't know how many people have told me, oh my goodness, I just got to try to work on my schedule. I got to try to block out time. So listen, make it easy to focus by taking time to look at your calendar and block off periods where you can work without distractions. So that means that you have to get realistic with yourself. Remember we had that discussion on realistic expectations? See, that's where this falls into place because sometimes for us to be able to time block, we also have to get other elements of our life in control. Are you sleeping enough? Are you eating well? Are you hydrated? Are you getting enough exercise? Are you challenging yourself enough? Are you setting clear goals, setting SMART goals? See, all of it coming into that space and the place of that master key number three of that time blocking. And you may want to schedule these blocks around certain activities or times of day when you are naturally more productive. So if you're not a morning person and you know you don't really get into flow in the morning, don't set up these tasks first things in the morning because you're going to fail. And that's not what this is about. We want to succeed. We want to put ourselves in that flow state. We want to be in that zone. Ooh, has that energy there. So, which leads us into our fourth master key, which is take care of Y-O-U. Yep, you heard it. Clear as a bell. I heard it. Just a ding, ding, ding. See, in the state of flow, because it's that deep sense of you have to make sure that you are unplugging and taking care of yourself. So like I told you, it's a very deep sense. And I told you that even when I get in there sometime, I have to make sure that I give myself that moment to stop and pause. And I told you I put water by me so I can even remember to drink and keep myself hydrated properly. And some people even have told me that when they get into that space and place of flow, they even forget to eat, and then they look up and they haven't eaten for hours and hours. They've even resorted to even putting protein bars or certain protein snacks by them so they can keep their energy level and their, you know, their sugar and everything in balance so they're not drained from it. So it even requires that we have to take deeper care of ourselves. We have to give ourselves the adequate amount of rest. Because our brains need to be able to sleep and to function and to reset and that we get that REM sleep so we can function and be in flow. And if you're not being able to do that, maybe you need to speak with your doctor or maybe you need to have a sleep study so you can make sure that you are getting the adequate amount of rest. See, there's different elements that we have to do, and there are different things that we have to even put into place to take care of ourselves so we can be in flow. See, it's not just something that is said. It's a full body. It takes on everything that impacts us. See, even just this conversation right now should have you tapping into a deeper sense of where and what you want to do, how you want to move forward with the things that you're tapping into so you can be in flow in your day-to-day lives and remaining in flow. And also, you have to realize that even though we are in flow and we're achieving this, there are times that you're going to be out of flow because that is called life. And with life, there's ebbs and flow. Get it? Now you get it. Now you see it. Now you can feel it, taste it, and understand it. And see, that circle is starting to really shape better for you. And so this discussion is powerful because it's helping you to align certain aspects in your life so you can live a healthier, happier lifestyle. So you can remain in flow and not have everything just snatching you and bouncing you all over the place like a ping pong ball. Because when we get into flow, we put all the elements into place. You take your master keys from last week's discussion and you put them together with this week's discussion, and they're powerful. And they're able to really change over and click into those tumblers and let those dials start to click at a certain level, and you open up the small corridors that are keeping that secret place hidden. Now you're able to tap into it. Now you're really able to register and feel what being in flow is really about. So learning to go with the flow, being in flow may be one of the most enjoyable in your whole human experience. And being in flow is the secret sauce and what leads and builds upon our happiness. And Whispers, you want to look for ways to maximize the amount of time you spend in flow. And I hope you will work on being in flow a little each and every day until it becomes natural. Until you're no longer working at it, but you're doing it. Whispers, I am enjoying building upon our happiness, and I know that we are going to continue to build on this beautiful journey that will leave a healthy legacy, and it will pivot and change our lives. And by doing these discussions each week, we're building upon the necessary blocks so we can have success in our lives, so we can be happy. And see, that's our end goal. So you're coming into a new year, which is so incredible. Seems like we just started 2022, and it's about to be gone. So now we're working on different elements of ourselves and building upon ourselves that we want to continuously move that needle further and further into the place and space where we want to be. It's powerful. And I'm so grateful that you all come here to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays with me to build upon this, to establish these things, and to have them in such a brilliant way in these discussions. I can't thank you enough. You know, I could go on forever and a day. You know I can, because I'm in flow. And when I get in flow, it's hard for me to stop. It's hard for me to say, okay, guys, look, I got to pull back, you know, because I just feel like we're just in that euphoric space. Like right now, I'm like floating because I am in flow, and being able to share this beautiful conversation with you is powerful. You saw that even though we had our technical difficulty, it didn't take me out of my flow. It just made me pivot, change, because guess what? It was the challenge that was needed that I had to step up and step into to be able to birth this beautiful topic and how we are to remain in flow. Oh, yes. So listen, I just have a couple of things I want to tell you before we get ready to wrap. The studio is giving me a little high sign that it's about that time. So let me just say, Whisperers, just a few reminders here. You know that Whispers in a Bottle, we're going to be on our winter break. So if you already are on the newsletter, you already know, and you'll get your reminders through there too. But just for all those that are listening to us right now, we are going on our winter break, which is November the 18th through the 25th. So come back next week with us, because next week will be our last session before the winter break. And woo, you don't want to miss next week, because next week's discussion is good too. Yes, make sure you get your cocktails, mocktails, snacks, whatever you need, plus your notebooks and your keychains, because it's going to be that good. And I'll remind you again next week with regards to our winter break. And then I also want you all to know, because we do have the private Zoom room, and a lot of you all have been subscribed in and following for the bonus episodes that are on Monday, which we love. And there's a live link that if you want to join, you can actually go and click on that, because that bonus episode ties into today's episode. But you also can go over and follow us on the Wisdom app. And we will be live in there at 1:30 p.m. on Mondays doing the bonus show over there. But there is no interaction on that app over there. You don't get to, you know, put your chats in there or nothing like that. But you get to hear the added bonus conversation, which is awesome. And so it's also nice to connect over there. And then we're going to have some roundtable, you know, discussions as well in there. And don't forget, you can connect with me on Instagram at whispersinabottle_podcast. Join the Facebook group at facebook.com/whisperinabottle. Then join the private group from that page, which is the Whispers Exchange. So just remember, it's called the Whispers Exchange, much like our newsletter. And then, of course, we're on Twitter at capital WHISPERS, capital BOTTLE. And so, you know, I want to thank the ladies in the private Zoom room today. Los Libros, we apologize for the little hiccup. We know that you all could hear us the whole time, but unfortunately the Whispers community didn't hear us at first. But we thank you so much for spending your life seconds with us, pouring into the chat box. It has been such a pleasure connecting with you all. So listen, Whisperers, it is so good to be in our safe zone. I look forward to being back here with you next week for another dynamic topic. I'm Sonia LeRae, your host of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. And I just hope you all, please, have a safe weekend. Be careful, and look, make sure you tap in and check on your loved ones. All right, guys, have a great day, and I look forward to talking to you. Hey, in social media, Clubhouse, wherever you want to meet up, I got you. Talk to you all later. Have a good one.
You have been listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays with your host, Sonia LeRae, lifestyle, relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Please make sure that you review our show. Like, share, and make sure you come back next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/whispersinabottle. Have a great weekend.